relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Last Friday, we introduced you to a group of Ukrainian orphans evacuated from the war zone. 8-year-old Demetrius told us how he hopes to still be adopted.
What do you want the world to know about Ukraine?
He told me he wants the war to stop.
Anything you want to say to anybody, friends back in that other region?
Demetrius's answer shook me because it's the reality of this war.
I want them to stay alive, not to die.
I want them to stay alive and not to die. God bless you all. We have 2 days away from our deadline for our Food for the Poor campaign to bring food to the refugees in Ukraine. These are the children, the mothers who have been bombed out of their homes, who are internally displaced. They've already shipped more than 12 million meals, thanks to you. They have the meals donated. They just need to get them into the war zone. Innocents are suffering. Whatever the true cause is for the ignition of this war, these children need to be helped. Please make a difference today. A donation in any amount literally saves lives. $50 just once is 200 meals. $100. If you can afford $100 today, that is 400 meals for those that are starving today in the battle zone, the war zone that is Ukraine. Call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor Help Ukraine banner at the top. That number again, 855-330-4700. Or just go to sebgorka.com and click at the very top on the Help Ukraine Food for the Poor banner. It's been an unbelievably dense week for legal events, for the shockwaves after the raid on the private residence of President Trump. We have none better to analyze it than the political and legal analyst for Fox News, Greg Jarrett, the author of Witch Hunt and the Russia Hoax. Greg, before I get your take on the latest pronouncements, here is Newt on Fox with his qualification of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Cut to.
I think that you've been watching political theater disguised as law enforcement. We've seen that now for 4 or 5 years. We've seen case after case where they are overreacting, where they're deliberately humiliating people. I recently did a podcast with Paul Manafort about his experience in prison. You know, he's kept in solitary confinement for 8 months. And I just think this is, you're watching a corrupt department that is out of control. Gave 98% of its money to Hillary Clinton in 2016 of the people who were donating, who worked at that department. The senior FBI is clearly corrupt and clearly dishonest.
Greg, is the FBI out of control, and why is half of the affidavit supporting the warrant still unreadable?
It's right. It's a cesspool of corruption. And, you know, when Merrick Garland says, oh, trust us, we should not. He has not earned our trust. His actions, in protecting, running a protection racket for Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, together with his lawless raid into Trump's home, grabbing everything in sight, are just two examples of why, you know, we shouldn't trust them. And today in a court filing down in Florida, Garland, who is opposing the appointment of a special master to examine the seized documents for privileged material, said, oh, well, we already looked at them all. We have our own filter team or taint team to ensure that these documents are properly protected and that executive privilege and attorney-client privilege are segregated Yeah, right. And tomorrow's Christmas. But these so-called taint teams that Garland has are themselves tainted. They're a charade. They pretend to be objective. They're not, because they're all on the same team as the government prosecutors, like letting cops investigate cops. It's fair in name only. You know, Merrick Garland has an ugly, shameful track record of weaponizing the Department of Justice and the FBI for political purposes.
So let's just track what's happened in the last 2.5 weeks. We have the raid. We have the press conference where nothing was revealed. He didn't even take questions. It lasted 4 minutes. We have constant leaks to the legacy media that start off by saying it's an archival issue, classified information. Then it has to do with nuclear weapons, and then it has to do with the Espionage Act. We get to the redacted release of the affidavit, no mention of any of the Espionage Act nuclear accusations. You have read, I don't know how many affidavits you've read in your life. Why? If the president has said, "I have nothing to hide, release it all," what is the real reason for us not knowing 3 weeks later why a president's private residence was raided, Greg? What is the possible explanation?
Well, there's no good explanation for it. Garland, when he sought his lawless warrant, relied on three general criminal statutes. They're inapplicable. The controlling statute is very specific. That's the Presidential Records Act of 1978. And the act does grant former presidents a right of access to presidential papers as well as possession. And that's a specific statute, so it takes precedence over general statutes, those cited by the Attorney General. The proper remedy, if Garland thought that Trump had records he shouldn't have, is to go to court and seek a civil enforcement to allow a neutral judge to resolve the dispute over papers by evaluating the competing interests consistent with the law. Garland didn't do that. Why? Because he wanted to get in there and ransack the joint and grab everything in sight in hopes of finding something, anything, that he could use to bring charges against Trump, maybe something related to an imagined conspiracy associated with the January 6th Capitol riot. So, you know, whenever Garland says, "Trust me," don't.
And you say an impartial judge, but this magistrate had already recused himself from a previous case because it involved President Trump, and he said, "I'm conflicted." So how the hell is he giving the write-off the go-ahead for this raid? How does that happen?
Well, he should have recused himself. He obviously has a bias that's political in nature because he previously recused himself.
Right.
There's no explanation for his failure to recuse himself yet again. And, you know, he was either snookered by Garland and the FBI when he signed off on the warrant, or he just didn't care. Take a look at the warrant.
Yeah.
It's a general warrant, which is strictly forbidden by the Fourth Amendment. Which says general warrants are unlawful. You have to have specific warrants that identify the materials to be seized and the locations from which they're seized.
And the crime that has been committed or is about to be committed as well. We're talking to Greg. The webpage is thegregjarrett.com. Follow him on Twitter, 2 G's, 2 R's, 2 T's. The book's absolutely essential reading now, sadly, more than ever. Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history, and the Russia hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump. We'll be back with Greg in a moment.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
We now have whistleblowers at the FBI telling Senator Grassley that they were told to slow down and back off Hunter Biden. And I'll say this. If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, which you presided over and did a hell of a good job, there'll be riots in the streets.
That is Lindsey Graham talking to Fox News about the consequences of, well, what could happen if the whistleblowers confirm what we suspect about the FBI becoming a political actor during the last elections. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's almost upon us. Yes, November, late December, early December. We are traveling to the Holy Land with my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie for our Stand With Israel tour. You'll be with us right there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee at the Temple Mount at the Garden of Gethsemane. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. They've dropped all their COVID restrictions. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going, so you've got no excuse. Register today. Last few seats available. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. We're back with Greg Jarrett, who has two hats, two very natty hats he wears at the same time at Fox News. Of course, he is the preeminent legal analyst, but also political analyst. So if I can ask you, Greg, to doff your political analyst's hat, what are the ramifications? First, what do you think is the overall consequence politically for the Democrats in a midterm year, given not only the Mar-a-Lago raid, but the way the January 6th show trial was handled? And if in the next month or two, because we're only 70 days away, we get some concrete accusations buttressed by the 13 or 14 FBI whistleblowers that, yes, political actions were taken by the FBI to squelch the Hunter Biden laptop story and to assist his father winning the election, how dangerous could things become politically in the United States?
Well, the show trial hasn't moved the needle, according to polling data. Polling data has indicated that had Americans, I think the number was 70%, have said that if they knew the truth about the laptop, it would have influenced their vote. 78%. I mean, so, you know, that gives you an indication that Americans, you know, are convinced that the fix was in, that there were, you know, our deep state bureaucracy led by Merrick Garland's DOJ and the corrupt FBI put their heavy feet on the scales of justice and also tried to influence the presidential election by burying incriminating information about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, while at the same time propagating a phony story that it was all Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't. And I think, you know, if more of this comes out through the whistleblowers, it's a wake-up call to Americans just ahead of the election.
What is your expectation for criminal referrals coming out of either the January 6th show trial or the Mar-a-Lago raid? Do you really think that this DOJ is prepared to cross that Rubicon and try and prosecute a former president who will be running for the presidency again, Greg?
Well, you'd have to be an idiot and a fool to bring charges based on this dispute over records. Again, because the controlling authority is the Presidential Record Act, which gives the president, the former president, some right of access and possession of the documents. So, it would be foolish to do that. As for January 6th, they've tried mightily and promised they would implicate Donald Trump in a criminal conspiracy. So far in their ridiculous show trial, not a scintilla of evidence of such a conspiracy.
But you're being logical, Greg. Is everything we've seen from the Democrats in the last 6 years been logical?
No, logic is in short supply in the left progressive wing that has commandeered and hijacked the Democratic Party. logic is an alien concept to them. And, you know, we see it in Joe Biden's lawless cancellation of student debt.
You using a statute referring to military personnel after September the 11th. We're going to discuss that as well. You've written a piece on it. It is on your website. It is on your Twitter feed. Please follow this man right now, at Greg Jarrett, thegregjarrett.com. And the books that must be on your shelf are Witch Hunt and The Russia Delusion. And the Russia Hoax. He told me there are some books in the pipeline as well. So stay tuned, thegregjarrett.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The number here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3.5 years later. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You waited long enough. Call now. 800-500-8384. relieffactor.com.
Work meant a safe place to sleep last night for Irina and her 4-year-old son, Arkady. Irina didn't want to leave Odessa. Her other son turned 18 in October and is now old enough to fight and isn't allowed to leave Ukraine. She and her young son left after a gut-wrenching conversation with her eldest, who told her she had to go to save his little brother so that at least one son would survive.
So at least one son should survive. One son is a refugee with her mother. The other is fighting for the independence of Ukraine. Only 2 days left. Please support our food campaign. More than 12 million meals already shipped into the war zone for the women and children who have been displaced, bombed out of their homes. A one-time donation of just $50 is 200 meals. They have the meals. They just have to get them into the battle zone. Please support this organization. You can call them directly, 855-330-HOPE. Or you can go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor Help Ukraine banner at the top. A one-time donation of $100 is 400 meals. Can you afford $100 to feed 400 children? Please make a difference. Call today, 855-330-4743, or just go to sebgorka, sebgorka.com, and the Food for the Poor Help Ukraine banner at the top. All right, I feel like we should have him on permanent rotation every single day here on the show, on my Newsmax show. Get him on as on a retainer. Why? Because he's the man who knows. He's at the epicenter of it all. The left wants to take him down almost as much as they want to take down our former boss, President Trump. Why? Because he's going to take them down first. He is former Deputy Director of National Intelligence, former Chief of Staff for the Pentagon, and so many other things. Kash Patel, welcome back to America First.
Seb, thanks so much for having me on. And I like that new intro. It's classy. It's sharp.
Yeah, and we had the James Bond music as well for this segment. So, you know, you got to get the tuxedo on next time, and you got to have a cigarette case that has a bomb in it or something. But we'll work out on the styling. Let's have some fun now, because you are clearly, dude, over the target. There's a former assistant director for counterintelligence at the FBI who now gets paid by the swamp to talk on TV shows nobody watches, called Frank Figliuzzi, who had this to say on a radio program about somebody called Kash.
Kash Patel better get an attorney soon, because Kash Patel is the guy saying, I knew all about this standing declassification order. I know all about it. Oh, good. You'll be telling a grand jury about that process, Kash.
Are you afraid, Kash, of this individual?
No, since he seems to have the same approach to everything else as the fake news mafia and the corrupt FBI agents has, which is to lie and put on a disinformation campaign. As I said publicly, it's been reported that there was a standing order. And so I believe that to be accurate because it was made by journalists who, you know, report accurately. But this joker is in the same boat as the other crooks that were terminated from government service as a result of my Russiagate investigation that I led with Chairman Nunes. The same people calling for me to get a lawyer, let's just put it on display, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, Andrew Weissman, and whoever this nobody is with a fancy title in government, are all people whose glorified FBI I destroyed because I put out the truth. And I will never stop doing that. And most of these guys got fired because of my investigation. So it's amazing that some guy in a T-shirt given some podcast at the JV Puff Powder Parade is online telling me to get a lawyer. If it comes to that for me to tell the American people the truth, I did it for the Russiagate, the Jan 6 subpoena, and it cost $200,000. There's no amount of money in the world that is worth more than the truth, and I will fight for it every single day.
God bless you. That's an amazing statement. We've got the title for our segment, I think. I mentioned this in the last segment, breaking news from the Washington Times. On Friday, out of the WFO, the Washington Field Office, Special Agent in Charge, Tim Tebold, was escorted out of the building after... Escorted out of the building after whistleblower allegations that he showed political bias in the handling of politically sensitive cases. Is something finally happening, or after 6 years, should we still be very, very cynical, Cash?
Maybe both. So look, Tebow is one of the guys I put on, and I've been the one saying, listen, there are certain people you can put on blast in the FBI if their actions are corrupt and they're violating their oaths of office and duty to the American people. Tebow is a perfect example of a guy who repeatedly got promoted for running and working on corrupt prosecutions and investigations. Russiagate, Hillarygate, Hunter Biden laptop, Whitmer. This guy was promoted into superior positions for failing to do his job, but worse, probably intentionally lying and breaking the law. And that's why all these whistleblowers have been coming out. And if you remember, Chris Wray was asked about, you know, all of these promotions, and he basically blew off Congress under oath to catch a private jet so he can have a taxpayer-funded airplane ride to his Adirondack vacation home, then answer questions before the United States Senate on whistleblower protection. And now it's no coincidence this guy that we named was escorted out.
So... what should be the subsequent action? I think there's 13, 14 whistleblowers that Jim Jordan has at the Judiciary Committee. Is this the beginning of a snowball? How should the whole whistleblower phenomena be handled to have the requisite effect on the Bureau?
So it's put simply, you do it the opposite of what the Democrats and the radical left did when they conjured up Charmella and the fake whistleblower campaign to falsely impeach President Trump and then got caught partly by our investigations and the declassification that President Trump wanted out so the American public could see. So what you do is you take the majority back, you encourage more whistleblowers to come in, you protect them, and you get the information that they are telling the Congress about quietly to the American people publicly without jeopardizing their status and their names. Something the FBI knows how to do and DOJ does as well, but they only redact selectively, as you and I know, Seb, and mask and unmask when they want.
I need to get your comment on this in the next segment. We've played it already, but it's massively important. This is the CEO of Facebook on the biggest podcast in the world, Joe Rogan with Mark Zuckerberg. Cut 12, play cut.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Yeah, just be vigilant by suppressing the story wherever possible, making sure that the original reporting from the oldest newspaper in America, the New York Post, is suppressed. And as we now know, more than 70% of American voters would have said they would have voted differently. They would not have voted for Joe Biden if they had known about the original laptop from hell story. Just how corrupt is the FBI? What can we do about it? What's the real reason for Mar-a-Lago? We'll ask the man with the answers. Stay with us here on America First, fightwithcash.com, Cash, K-A-S-H, on Truth Social. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay on this channel.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Well, it happened on Saturday was the premiere of my former Salem colleague Larry Elder, the sage of South Central's new movie, Uncle Tom 2, the sequel. You can order it right now. You can stream it or get the DVD. The first movie was amazing. This one's even better. It reveals the Marxist strategy to create racial tension in America, the NAACP's sinister agenda, and the demoralization of America for political power by the likes of Black Lives Matter. Go now to SalemNow.com and order the DVD or stream Larry Elder's new movie, Uncle Tom 2. That's SalemNow.com, Uncle Tom 2. We are back with former Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Chief of Staff of the Pentagon, Cash Patel. You can follow him at fightwithcash.com or Cash with a K on Truth Social. Cash, I need to get the skinny. I need to get the bottom line on why Mar-a-Lago happened. When you were on this show last and elsewhere afterwards, you've kind of inferred the following, and tell me if I'm reading too much into it or whether you'd like to elucidate and expand on it. President Trump gave out a standing order on the declassification of information regarding the Russia hoax. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was unjustified because a president can access any classified information until the day he dies. And the question is, what were they looking for? Were they on a fishing trip, or did they want to take back and reclassify documents embarrassing to the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA pertaining to Crossfire Hurricane and the targeting of the Trump campaign and the Trump White House? Is that really why Mar-a-Lago happened? Help us out. Help us understand, Cash.
I've always said that all roads lead back to Russiagate and Crossfire Hurricane, and now we know why. The president, that is President Trump, issued multiple declassification orders while he was still president of the United States. And as you know, with the unilateral classification authority resting in the president, when he says it, it's done. Now, fast forward to this year and this whole Mar-a-Lago raid. Look who is working in the FBI and DOJ. The same national security officials at DOJ that I used to work for as a terrorism prosecutor that authorized the Russiagate hoax are now back in charge running DOJ. Peter Strzok's mentees, the same counterintelligence crew, guys like Tybalt and company, are back at the FBI running the Mar-a-Lago raid. These are the individuals that authorized the biggest criminal conspiracy in U.S. history, know the corruption, know what Devin and I exposed, but more importantly, know that Devin and I only got 60% out. We've always said that. And President Trump declassified the remaining 40%. Why don't they want you to see this? It's the same thing. It's a cover-up of their unlawful activities. And Devin and I know what's in there, but we've never said it because we don't want to get in to their political trap. We know it's declassified. President Trump ordered it. Now they go raid his home and say, what? FBI counterintelligence ongoing investigation. It doesn't matter if it was declassified or not. We can't show you the records ever.
So have they painted President Trump and his allies, like yourself, like Devin, into a corner? If they say this is part of an active investigation with national security aspects, then they've won, no?
No. So they tried to pull that during Russiagate, our oversight of Russiagate, of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, and the likes of Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray would come in and say, we have an ongoing investigation. We said, hey, we don't want to interfere with your ongoing investigation, but Congress has a constitutional oversight responsibility as a separate co-equal branch of government. You must provide documents pursuant to a congressional subpoena. And they, of course, stonewalled because they knew that once we found the documents, that they showed their corruption, their agents and their lawyers lying, who've been caught lying and breaking the law and going to a federal court and lying to get a false surveillance warrant on a president and his campaign. But what they did was delay and obstruct. And what we can't do right now, since we're in the minority in Congress, is fence their money. And that's what's going to happen come November when the gavels switch. You'll be amazed, Seb, at how many documents you get when you withhold money from the FBI and DOJ pursuant to a congressional subpoena. We did it once. We should have done it 15 times so we could have gotten all this stuff out. But if you think I'm wrong, just go back and look at the thousands of text messages it took me 2 years to declassify until I was at DNI after I'd left the Russiagate investigation about the lovebirds and everything else and their corrupt conduct. They were making headlines noon then because it was corruption at its highest. And the stuff that remains to be shown to the American public is just as bad.
Yeah, I remember those texts and how they actually turned into a play. And I think they will be appearing most likely in the new movie about Hunter Biden as well. Last question, 10 seconds. Is there any danger that any of these documents that the American people need to see will be destroyed?
Oof. The one thing I was not able to find in Russiagate was anyone actually destroying documents because of their arrogance. They just thought we would never find them and see them. So I'm not sure that there's much danger in it, but there's danger if we falter and don't do the mission.
All right. What's the name of your children's book?
Plot Against the King. It's more important than ever now. It's Russiagate for kids, adults, and pets. Plotagainsttheking.com. Except in 2 weeks, I'm announcing the sequel. It's going to melt the mainstream media.
The Plot Against the King. Get the original. Doesn't matter what your age is. And get ready for the sequel that will be announced. Do it here on America First. God bless you, Cash. See you on my show this Sunday on Newsmax. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now. You deserve to know. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.